From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. A senior American official said Sunday that North Korea is willing to talk to the United States about denuclearization. It's the first tangible sign that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is still willing to meet with President Trump since the North first proposed the summit last month. Trump has said he wants to meet with Kim before the end of May, but details on the talks are still unclear, including the agenda and place. But American officials have been saying that there have been secret contacts between the United States and North Korea. On Twitter Sunday, President Trump predicted that there would be a resolution of the U.S.-China standoff on tariffs. Those tariffs would be applying to hundreds of billions of dollars of goods that the world's two biggest economies are threatening to impose on each other. Trump wrote, "China will take down its trade barriers because it is the right thing to do." He said taxes will become reciprocal and a deal will be made on intellectual property. Great future for both countries. The president said he and Chinese President Xi Jinping, quote, "will always be friends, no matter what happens with our dispute on trade." German officials said six people have been detained on Sunday in connection with a plan to carry out an extremist attack on Berlin's half marathon. In a joint statement, prosecutors and police said there were isolated indications that those arrested, aged between 18 and 21, were participating in the preparation of a crime in connection with this event. Berlin police retweeted that six people had been arrested. This is VOA News. President Trump blamed